22nd, 2013, and this is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola, coming to you from the sunny suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today on RBN for people who can handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Click on the radio schedule button, then the appropriate month. During the program, email your questions or comments to spingola1 at yahoo.com. Remember, I do not access my regular email during the program. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website, spingola.com, or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour after we open the phone lines at 800-313-9443. I would like to share something from a listener, John H., and he sent this in the email last, I think it was Friday. And he says, join the National Pressure Cooker Association, the NPCA. Become a life member. Protect your own pressure cooker. And then he goes on to say, I just got back from the police department where I picked up my Obama authorization to own a pressure cooker and buy nails, etc. In the wrong hands, these things can be extremely dangerous, and we, as a society, simply cannot afford to have pressure cookers out there that are completely uncontrolled. We are talking about some common sense laws. First, most people do not need high-capacity pressure cookers. Limiting pressure cookers to a quart will make society safer. In addition, with all the documented instances of pressure cookers being used to construct explosive devices, and in light of the numbers of killed and injured, two things are clear. Pressure cookers are lethal, and we are in the midst of a pressure cooker violence epidemic. There is no need for pressure cooker nuts to run around with their pressure cookers without any regulation and oversight. Mandatory mental health evaluations and federal background checks will help to ensure that a pressure cooker does not fall into the wrong hands. Should people convicted of felonies and domestic violence and misdemeanors be banned from owning pressure cookers? Absolutely. Even if it saves just one life, it's worth it. My guest today is Dr. Kasim Khalil, otherwise known as Dr. K. His website is nodisinfo.com. And we're going to talk about some incredibly, incredibly interesting things today. I don't know whether we have him yet on the phone. Do we have Dr. K with us yet? Yes, no? Okay. We do not have him yet. Hopefully we will have him back after the break, which we will be going to just momentarily. I was reading over the weekend a gentleman that is a professional medic said, was talking about this person that I'm sure that all of us have seen in the wheelchair. And he indicates, and he says, I've seen and treated a significant number of blast and fragmentation injuries. The leg injury shown is not typical of fragmentation, but rather of high-velocity blast. The bombs in Boston were low-velocity, and in the vids I saw, they did not propagate a blast wave. In fact, they barely fluttered the flags immediately adjacent to the blast. Okay, we're going to a quick break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault, 20 seed varieties for only $37.95, Tatler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com, for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer-rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next-generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
And our guest today is Dr. K. Do we have him on the phone yet? No? Yes? Do we have him? Okay. Hopefully we can get him. I just emailed him during the break and asked him to call in, so hopefully he will do that. Meanwhile, let me tell you about this the Boston Blast injuries. The gentleman goes on to say that the wounds indicate a directional blast as noted by the lack of damage to the victim above his knees. No blood, scorching, or burned or torn clothing. The devices purported to have caused the injuries were not directional. Ergo, I do not buy the blast injury. The victim of this type of injury will go into shock almost instantly. Although the arteries tend to retract after a blast injury, the blood loss would be massive. Without proper blood loss prevention, he would have been dead in 5 minutes or less. In the instance of a cleanly severed femoral artery, death usually occurs in under 2 minutes. When I was hit during my first tour in NAM, both arteries in my left forearm were totally destroyed. I was lucid, applied my own tourniquet, and made it to the med vac on my own feet. However, I was going into shock within 10 minutes. Had the medics not treated me for shock, I would have been in a coma by the time I reached the hospital. My wounds were minor compared to the victim in the photos and did not involve blast trauma. Speaking of blast trauma, he is not bleeding from the ears, and if the explosion had been as strong as reported, he would be. The responders in this incident are not treating the amputee for shock. He is not the first to be evacuated, and they take him out in a wheelchair, all in caps, in a wheelchair. The initial treatment for shock is to always lower the head, the heart below the extremities. He would have had tourniquets on both legs, and after an initial bandaging of the wounds, most likely masked trousers to assist in controlling the bleeding. Apparently, those are some medical trousers that would help do that. And to force blood from his legs to his heart. The medics would have started two IVs and run blood expanders wide open to keep his veins from collapsing. They would have carried him out on a gurney or stretcher and not sitting up in a wheelchair. Notice the victim's color. His lips are pink. Notice his expression. He is alert and appears not to be in pain. Men have the look of death after this traumatic injury, and their expression is one of shock, pain, and horror. This was a farce, people. All right, we do have Dr. K on. Welcome to the program, Dr. K.
Well, hey, it's an absolute pleasure. Great to be back with you. How have you been doing?
Oh, wonderful. And you?
I've been doing great, but my head is spinning, twisting around in 18 directions. You know, as you start to get a semblance of realisticness post Sandy Hook, and then before you know you finish the investigation of that false flag, you get slammed with another. And you know, as you start to investigate this more serious false flag, which involves you know some concussive action, some blowing out of windows, some obvious injuries, and then you start to see information like you have of wheeling a guy around that has both legs apparently missing. I mean, you know, it becomes very, very quite a project to put this one together.
But you've done an amazing job. Your website, which is nodisinfo.com, you have so many articles up there. You just jump into things right away. You recognize this right away. Nobody fooled you.
Well, we are all, to some degree, going to be subject to mind control. Only the most astute people, probably ex-military and others who really know the game, can see through everything. What I can see through is Cy Bono, you know, and the beneficiary of Sandy Hook is the Obama White House and the Zionist-controlled government, along with the Justice Department, who were caught red-handed, you know, murdering people with the Fast and Furious guns, who are being sued for that by, I think it's Brian Tracy, I don't remember the exact name, by the Border Police's relatives and associates. So they are in deep doo-doo in a number of arenas, and they need the cover of these false flags, especially the Rothschild-Rockefeller regime, which is losing some of its grip, seemingly, on the minds of people, at least to percentage of us. So they're the only beneficiaries of these acts. The Muslims surely aren't any beneficiaries. The Chechens or the Kyrgyzstan, Dagestan oppressed people aren't a beneficiary. The Sarnoff brothers aren't benefiting from this one, are they?
No.
They're victims. But what I am still looking at, even as a medical doctor, is the possibility of the use of actors in addition to what was obviously a concussive explosion. I mean, you cannot have that much material strewn around by a fake bomb. There has to be something going on there. But how much of this was acting? How many people were really injured? That one I'm not quite into. What I'm more into right now is proving who really delivered the backpacks or these so-called pressure cooker bombs. And what in the world have they done to the Sarnoff brothers? That's where I'm focusing. I haven't been posting lately because of the depth of research that is necessary to demonstrate that.
Right. Now, isn't the remaining boy under the care of an Israeli doctor? And I understand that this doctor said that he may not be able to ever speak again, which would make it very convenient.
Yes. Well, this is a very good point. If you look at the convenient issues, it's awfully convenient that strong, stout, golden gloves boxer was murdered. We presume he's murdered. There is a corpse that was leaked, a picture of. The presumption is he was murdered. There's an eyewitness testimony, a very good one, a close-up one, of him, and I'll tell you what those events are, of how he was murdered. But you're right. It's very convenient that the two individuals that they call the bombers are either dead or incapable of defending themselves.
That's almost as good as Jack Ruby taking out Lee Harvey Oswald.
It's just as good as if Jack Ruby did, who then probably went to the Israeli Strip for a party in the Negev. But
right.
It's just as bizarre. What we do have definitive evidence of is that there is an individual by the name of Andrew Kitzenberg, who is a Sionim Jew, apparently, who is attempting to frame Tamerlan Sarnoff and the younger Sarnoff. He's working aggressively through his Twitter account, through interviews on the Today Show, through local radio interviews, to falsely frame these two people. His statements are erroneous, are fabricated, and I will be proving that shortly, that Andrew Kitzenberg is a plant to spew lies against these two individuals. The one realistic eyewitness that we can try to double confirm is a woman by the name of Linda, who said that Tamerlan Sarnoff was not run over, which is the most ridiculous fairy tale Hollywood nonsense, by his own brother, but was struck by a police SUV, struck and hit. Now, the coroner's office says that there's no evidence that Mr. Sarnoff was run over, like tire marks and crush injuries to the chest as such. Her story goes along with the coroner's story. Kitzenberg's story is makeup. He's a plant spewing lies. We will prove those lies shortly through his Twitter account, through his own words.
Right.
Linda's account is that he was actually hit by the police vehicle, then shot up full of bullets.
Wow. Well, I hope Linda has a safe place to conceal herself.
Yeah. Well, this is it. This is it. And what she said is very revealing. It was posted on Alex Jones. It was posted a few other places. Not many people know about it. But she said that this SUV hit him. She didn't say it ran him over. She then said there was gunfire and he was shot. She said any claim that he was dead upon arrival or dead shortly after coming to the hospital is false. In her view, he was dead on the spot. When they probed her, didn't he have a gun? She said she didn't see any real evidence that he had a gun. She didn't see him shooting with a gun, but, well, there was gunfire coming from only one direction and then a couple. I guess maybe he could have maybe had a gun. But she clearly made it clear she did not see him with a gun. Well, I know for sure. Like you say, sometimes your instincts and your divine force goes through you. I know for sure these guys have no premeditated murder bone in their bodies. I know for sure that they didn't have any guns. They don't have a bomb factory. You know, by now, the FBI would at least, or other than planting it, or even Boston police, would at least have a speck of evidence like traces of C4 or H2O2 or the H2O2 powder bomb. I mean, they'd have some traces to show us, wouldn't they?
Right. The American population really doesn't want evidence. They don't want facts and figures. They're just going to most of them are just going to swallow whatever comes out in the media, which is such a crime, such a shame.
It's a crock.
It is.
And this is to a degree made in Hollywood. Now, I have analyzed the bombing numerous times, so I want to make it clear that we don't understand everything that happened in that circle before the Forum restaurant or before the Marathon sporting goods store. But what you do know is that some kind of explosive device was detonated. We know how much the FBI creates falsehoods, so we have to go cautiously
absolutely.
There.
All righty. Oh, I'm sorry. We do have to take a real quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today, Dr. K. Go to his website, nodisinfo.com. Be right back.
The five self-evident truths of the Declaration of Independence are the standing definition of our Republican form of government. Each unalienable right has an attached duty because we are all created equal. Like the right, the duty is permanent and non-transferable. There can be no paper to lien the right and no paper to waive the duty. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed does not mean, if you can think of it, you can consent to it. Truly, it names a condition where a right must be held without violation of its duty by both parties who can then consent. Our grand jury has been destroyed without the consent or the right. Return the grand jury customarily impaneled by the elected county sheriff and one where people can appear with information. McGilvery Machine Company, Reading, Michigan. Innovative research and development of prototype industrial equipment since 1988.
What do you need? You need paracord. CampingSurvival.com is providing you U.S. military 550 paracord. 550 tensile strength. Military specifications. Made in the USA. Available in 3,000, 1,000, 600, 300, 150 lengths. You can purchase yours now at CampingSurvival.com. Lowest prices on paracord. Huge selection. All ready to be shipped. Black paracord, 1,000 feet. Only $39.83 right now on CampingSurvival.com. But wait, use the code FREEDOM when purchasing and save 5% off. Paracord is a unique material used for many different reasons. Get yours from CampingSurvival.com now. Confidence born of preparation. CampingSurvival.com.
Now more than ever, killing many viruses and bacteria in our homes and at work is important. With the flu epidemic running rampant, you need to protect yourself and your family the best you can with purified air. Our air purifiers not only kill many viruses and bacteria in the air, but on surfaces too. Our air purifiers will also kill molds, fungi, mildew, oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases, removes dust, pollen, pet odors, and smoke. We have portable units, HVAC and industrial size units. In our homes today, protect your family the best you can by calling 1-877-605-9200 or go to our online store at republicbroadcasting.org. Call today to receive your 10% off and free shipping on any home unit. 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. K, and his website is nodisinfo.com. And please continue.
So I'm going to give you the transcription on the John and Jerry Kirk and Jerry and Kirk show. They asked Linda, "You live on Dexter Street, correct, Linda?" "My boyfriend does. I was just spending the night there." "Hosts, give us the timeline, what you saw." "We rushed to the front of the house." Now, versus Kitzenberg, who says he was 80 yards away with, what, a telephoto dark infrared lens or what? "We rushed to the front of the house where we saw the first suspect, which would be the big, strong ex-boxer, get hit by a police SUV." Does that make something very clear? They struck him with those, with the bumpers probably of that police SUV. They wanted him dead. These wimps. What, they thought the boxer might punch him? And then he, after he was hit, this is very important, after he was hit, shot multiple times. These young men were innocent of everything they're accused. Minutes later, ambulances had arrived and they put the suspect into the ambulance. So how is he going to shoot anybody? He gets hit by the SUV. Once he's down, you can't, you filthy Zionist scoundrels and your collaborators in the Boston Police Department and these maniacal zealots in the FBI, you can't even take on an unarmed boxer. You got to hit him down with a car. So I'm going to say it one more time. Struck down with the car, shot multiple times. How is he going to shoot anybody?
Exactly.
How is he going to fire, like Kitzenberg says, and blow out the windows of a police car? How is he going to throw a, as Kitzenberg lying claims, grenades and a pressure cooker bomb? How do you throw a pressure cooker bomb? Those require timers. I mean, ADL knows this. They make them. So the host reiterated, and you say the suspect was hit by a police SUV, in other words, a vehicle hit him first, to which she says, yes. And then they tried to spin it and say, well, didn't he have a gun? Didn't he have a gun? And she said, no, I didn't see him using a gun. Yeah.
Exactly. And weren't they having some sort of drills before the event?
Yes, well, there were drills. There were drills. This is how the Israeli Mossad achieves its murderous acts. They own the drilling companies. They own the mercenary facilities, whether Kraft or Blackwater. They're their cohorts. They give them the business, don't they? The wars, $300,000 a year.
Oh, absolutely. So yeah, they'll do anything they can to perpetrate a war, to initiate something.
They get into that business because they like the human blood, and they particularly apparently like the blood of Islam. But what they were doing was, the way the Israelis do this is they set up a drill so that the lineup of individuals is there or preoccupied. They move it off to an area where their safe house is. Then they perpetrate the terror act. In the case of if there really was gunpowder-based bombs that the dogs could easily sniff out, they would have mobilized those forces out of the area. They would have taken their mole, placed the bomb so that they could not be detected. And there is plenty of evidence of that the dogs were there before the marathon, at the close of the marathon, and then conveniently 2 hours later, when the dogs aren't there, the bombs or the concussive devices, they go off. There was obviously some sort of an explosive that the dogs could have detected, but they weren't there.
Right.
And you saw the Kraft International moles there on the street with backpacks and with their Kraft skull and bones hats on. They're there.
Yes, they were there, absolutely.
And you saw that Laufenberg came out with a proposed legislation to strip the gunpowder from American people.
Oh, right, I think that's what this is all about.
Yeah, he did. Just 48 hours ago, he's proposing legislation based on the pressure cooker bombs that the ADL produced. That Adam Gadan predicted, the Zionist Jew that poses as a Muslim with black flags in the background.
Oh, right, yes.
Gadan.
There's been
through
a lot
the 80s.
Of those people.
Huh?
There's been a lot of those people.
Quite a few. Quite
Israelis
a few.
Posing as Muslims.
Yeah, quite a few. So Gadan, on March 11th, through the ADL's website, through his Inspire magazine, which is supposed to be a Muslim jihadist magazine. I don't even know what a jihadist is. Never saw one, never heard of it, except when I see these Israeli moles. And so this magazine is an ADL production, which they were touting. If it was an Islamic magazine, they surely wouldn't promote it on their website.
Of course not.
On the March 11th, these filthy, murderous individuals said there were going to be essentially pressure cooker bombs going off, killing innocents. Crystal ball. Now, so the drill is part of it. The actors are part of it. We don't know exactly what happened, but I'm sure there were people injured.
Sure.
I know.
All righty. We do have to take a quick 3-minute break. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and, in some instances, your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. This is Deanna. Our guest today is Dr. K. His website is nodisinfo.com. And you were talking, while we were talking about the brothers, weren't they both taken to the same hospital, Beth Israel Hospital, even though the one was dead?
I'm sure. When it was discovered that that Israeli operatives fed the bombs or fed the concussive charges to those sites, including the one we fingered on NoDisInfo.com, who's suspiciously moving towards the barricade, the only individual, there's a lot of speculation on this, and there should be some speculation, you know, as you investigate and look into, but the only individual moving vigorously, slowly, carefully, methodically, with a black backpack to the barricade, scaffolding-type barricade, is the individual we have put on the site, the pictures thereof. It's a black backpack with the gray, and it matches the one that exploded. Everything else is speculation. There's no video. There's some evidence of photoshopping, apparently. We have to look at it better in the Sarnoff situation. There's evidence of some kind of corruption in the photos. But in legitimate overhead photos, only the mole in the blue jacket with the beard, slowly moving, gingerly holding the backpack, putting the straps around his forearms, tightly with the left hand holding that. He's the only one moving towards where the bomb blast occurred. The Sarnoff brothers whether it's invented photos or not, yet to be determined, are not moving to the barricade. Never. Nor is the Kraft International individual who's missing his backpack. Not to say that they didn't have something in their packs. It hasn't been determined yet. But it's definite that they are not shown in that effort of planting a backpack bomb. Only this one individual is suspicious. The rest are not suspicious, despite what they've said.
Right.
So that's what we know thus far.
Right. And, of course, the whole logistics, the whole scene with the fake blood, which was obviously the wrong color. I mean, it was just so fake. And I just can't believe that there are people who are otherwise seemingly intelligent would fall for this nonsense.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, the whole thing has to be really carefully looked at. You can see there. Look, unless we have zero correct pictures, something pretty devastating did happen at those two sites. I mean, it takes a lot of energy to blow out those kinds of hardened windows. So what we have to determine is what is real, what is hardcore real. So, because even on the internet, we can be too aggressive sometimes, trying to prove all these lies, and we can end up not getting it 100% correct. So we have to try to strive for this high degree of accuracy in
all
of this.
One of the pictures that I saw on the internet had all of this glass on the sidewalk. And if the bomb had been blown on the outside of the building, all this glass should have been inside the building rather than on the sidewalk, correct?
Well, we need the early pictures. It's a bit of a chaotic situation. There's a lot going on there. You don't have bombs blowing up on walkways in America very often. So we should be able to determine what in the world's going on. There's enough photography to do that. I don't want to speculate too much on what it would do and what it wouldn't do, but here's what I can say definitively. Some sort of device, explosive device, went off, especially we got a lot of photography before the finish line in front of it. Marathon, I think, Sporting Goods was that site, was the first bomb. This sometimes can be confusing. The first bomb was Marathon. The second bomb was before the Forum. Windows were blown out. Clothes were shredded, and paper and material and bags and so forth were shredded. There is a black bag, only one backpack, which indicates that something could have been in it, something could have exploded from within out. There is this aluminum bent material that seems to belong to a pressure cooker type device. We can't deny these things, and they could be planted, I know, but there are photography of these issues. Then we have to trace that back. There are people knocked down. It would be very difficult for Hollywood to immediately, within a fraction of a second, produce 150, 200, 300 people that could just be there and within a fraction of a second be in those positions.
Right.
So I have to go very
cautiously.
And
you have a picture of the backpack on your website, so be sure.
I do. I'm going very cautiously on the claims on the internet that they have to be double and triple confirmed. Yes, the guy in the wheelchair, this is a very bizarre thing. The whole thing, that kind of macabre type of thing to be photographed, is just as bizarre as putting Mr. Sarnoff's autopsy on the slab up, It's all completely, one way or the other, it's a complete scam. But we need to be very, very cautious, but aggressive about the information. We have to confirm it and publish it with a high degree of accuracy. Yeah.
Do you think that this was a distraction to take our mind off of political machinations? In other words, was this sort of a let's kill two birds with one stone? We'll do something that will distract the people, and meanwhile we will be doing something else.
Yes, of course. First of all, when it looked like the Israelis were going to be exposed more and more in this big, powerful Jewish government, many people predicted on RBN that they're going to do another false flag, just for what you, you know, you said. Boston, whether it was conceived because of the collapse of the Sandy Hook, you know, hoax, or whether it was conceived beforehand, we don't know. But it's conveniently snuffed the Sandy Hook, you know, debacle. And also, one other issue is that the gun control, you know, has petered out. The Obama Justice Department, Zionist orchestrated gun control scheme, I think has kind of fallen apart, hasn't it?
Oh, I think so, yeah. Definitely. And he was pretty ticked off about it. And of course, we also have the recent thing about the Senate approving, what is it, $10 billion for the Israelis so they can go in and invade Iran. And that was kind of forgotten with this Boston thing.
Yeah, well, this is completely done by the, you know, the Zionist operatives, Sandy Hook, and also Boston. Boston is their hit. It's not some rogue, you know, radicalized whatever. Now, what I was mentioning is that this individual who's moving towards the barricade is suspicious. He's suspicious appearing. It's clear photography. It can't be photoshopped. We don't know about the Sarnovs. There's some very suspicious, appearance of their walking down the sidewalk. The frame that they're in is a different color than the frame of the sidewalks on either side. They don't seem to be involved in the marathon. They're not doing anything suspicious like planting a backpack, which we are told there's evidence of. We haven't seen it.
Right. Now, didn't the FBI talk to them back in 2011?
They were harassing them. Apparently, on recommendation from Putin. They were tormenting them. And as the mother said, they knew everything about them. They knew their every move. And then, we don't know for sure if we can find these guys, so we're going to show their pictures to the world. And can you help us find them?
You
see,
right.
that alone is proof. The FBI's criminal cabal. They like the CIA, work for the Wall Street. They work for World Jewelry. That's all they do. That's their job.
Now, one of the first emails that I got said that Obama knew the perpetrators were Muslim and somehow he was in on it and part of this Muslim operation. And I totally believe that Obama, with his personality, his background, his so-called experience, was installed for just such an event so that the U.S. government could finger the Muslims for any kind of event that happened, any kind of terrorist event, and then they could say, well, Obama did this. And
yeah, it's been convenient that his middle name is Hussein, but this is a false flag by World Jewry too, the Obama presidency.
Oh, absolutely.
Now, we can analyze that, because they knew that redneck America would fall for the plot and think he was a Muslim. Barack, how about Ehud Barack? How come nobody says this Jew in the White House? Only this Muslim. Okay, so his middle name is Hussein, which is not uncommon for dark-skinned Sephardic Jews anyway. But it could be some kind of a plant name, you know, where they try to make him look like he's a Muslim. But the first name is important too, Barack. From Baraka, which is Hebrew, too. It's not just Arabic.
Exactly.
Ehud Barak. Now, let me ask this. Isn't it true that if the mother's a Jew, then the family's kind of Jewish? Is that not the
Absolutely.
Tradition?
And his mother is Jewish, Jewish.
Yes, she is a Jew. Her name is Michelle Cohen Obama. She is apparently a Sephardic or Ethiopian. I don't know the source. She's definitely a Jewish, not just partly Jewish, 1,000% Jewish.
So you're talking about his wife.
That's Michelle Cohen Obama.
Okay, and his mother was also Jewish.
His mother's a Jewish. She has rabbis in the family that preach. She's a Jew.
Mm-hmm.
So by proxy, he's Jewish. And
exactly.
In any case, where did he come from? Is he a spore of Rockefeller like Bill Clinton when Winthrop Rockefeller had an affair with Mrs. Clinton? Doesn't matter. But he's not an Arab, and he's not a Muslim. He's, you know, what a nice job, Israel. You really did. I mean, kudos to your little scam.
Yeah. And of course, when he was campaigning in 2008, he was pretty chummy with AIPAC and visited them frequently and dedicated his service to them. So I don't think he changed his mind after he was elected.
No, and he's on record in some big Jewish fundraisers saying, I'm one of you, I'm yours. And it doesn't mean just politically. He means, from a bloodline issue.
Right.
So, but this was quite clever of Jewry to give him a middle name of Hussein.
Exactly.
And that's created a certain... But he is a servant of the Zionist cabal. We don't think he actually organizes these things. I think it comes from a much more sophisticated group of criminals. And so therefore, while he's certainly briefed about the Boston bombing, this would be done by the Jewry, Sionims, and also, out of Tel Aviv. In fact, you could see that the Israeli police said that they would come immediately and help investigate the Boston bombing.
They are so accommodating. They are so nice, aren't they?
They just
want to help so much.
So, but what do we know? We know that Andrew Kitzenberg is framing the Tsarnoff brothers on his Twitter, saying that they had pipe bombs, or they had grenades, and they had, I had a clear line of vision. Where have you heard that before? Remember on 911 when Nade brothers said we had a clear, on the Charlie Rose show, we had a clear line of vision.
We didn't ever hear from them again.
No.
They just disappeared back into Israel.
Yeah. Argentinian Jews.
Mm-hmm.
So, what we have to do is follow Kitzenberg and others as to how they got to the site. Did they drag, how did they get where did they actually physically kill? Where did they murder Tamerlan Sarnoff? They actually murdered the young man, from what we know.
Right.
If we presume the eyewitness to be correct, we presume the autopsy photo to be correct, this kid was cut down.
Absolutely. And I think his family knows that. His aunt and other people in the family know that.
Yeah. I mean, it's just sick. The only reason that they would have had to have gone to this extreme is that their plot is unwinding. It's not working. So, not that they wouldn't do it anyway, but they've decided that they had to take him out, that he's strong enough that he'd talk, he'd raise a ruckus, and now they don't know what to do with the other one,
Right. So they make him go silent they probably cut out his vocal cords and cut off his right hand, maybe.
It could be that they cut out his cords. It's possible, or they're just lying, and because he can talk, they're not. It's one filthy lie after the other. And so this is the difficulty that investigators are having. I think they should proceed with thoroughness as they look into this. And anybody that has anything strong, send it to me. Email it. Go down the site, become a member, post a comment, and post your findings there. Or send me an email.
Right.
We're going to prove that these young guys were set up. That's already, I think, been kind of done.
Right.
And
speaking of your website, people can enter their email address and subscribe and get notifications of anything that you come up with. So
yeah.
I hope that everyone will go to your website, nodisinfo.com, and sign up, subscribe to your email list.
I hope they do.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of exposure of Sandy Hook on there. Some interesting things that have not been published elsewhere.
Oh, maybe you'd like to talk about that in the second hour?
Yeah, sure. No problem.
Yeah. Because there's so much commonality between the two. And in fact, they may have used some of the same actors, right?
Well, there seems to be a post on the internet about the three DHS individuals that showed up at Boston. I would think they transferred some of their operatives there. There were a lot of operatives in Boston lining up along the streets and curbs, but none of them injured.
Yes,
that goes along
I guess
with
Yeah. I guess it was in their contract that they would be able to escape injury.
Yeah, it's very curious that, and that goes along with the setup and the concern of the actors and the fellow in the wheelchair and all the things that everybody's analyzing. Some very brave people when they are looking at all this, but is the fact that not a single policeman, not a single fireman, not a single dog, you know, sniffer dog, not a single Kraft International mole, none of them had any shards of glass or BBs or anything going on.
Wow. Boy, were they lucky. Imagine. All righty, we are going to a quick three-minute break. We'll be right back with our guest today, Dr. K. Please visit his website, nodisinfo.com.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of balance concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. Theravim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from Theravim? Simple. Theravim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to Theravim.com. That's TERRAVIM.com. Theravim, the best supplements on earth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Website is nodisinfo.com, and somebody in the chat room sent me a website, Amputees in Action. This is a group of professional amputee actors who are trained in order to give film some graphic realism that is second to none. It says, in our team of special effects, makeup, moulage, and prosthetic artists use cutting-edge technology to enhance and extend the appearance and function of limb loss scenarios. Now, I don't see the guy in the wheelchair's picture in here, but he just might be in here.
Well, it's very impossible to have a wheelchair right there instead of like a stretcher or something proper.
That was so ridiculous.
Yeah, and so that it just doesn't. It right away it offends your senses.
Oh,
and
absolutely.
You know, a lot of people have brought up the issue of blood. All of this has to be looked at. Even if we find one actor posing as an injured person, that proves that this was all ready to go, that they that the government operatives planted the bombs, or the secret government, we call it, you know, because these events thus far have been proven to be done by Jews, especially Israelis. Very, very commonly, they'll bring the Israelis in who they can easily whisk out of the country and have them act as operatives, as they did on 9/11.
Right, with the five dancing Israelis that just suddenly left the country.
Yeah, they were, you know, and there were up to 200 of those Israelis who were directly involved with planting bombs,
right,
with transporting them, with bringing the truck panel bombs to a specific weak area like the underpinnings of the sub-basement or the facade of the World Trade Center or the George Washington Bridge, for example, when they were caught on the up-ramp attempting to plant a truck bomb the night on 2:30 in the morning on September the 12th. And so these are the ground forces to perpetrate these murderous acts against. And the only people we have caught in the act of bombing, now it's quite a different thing to show me a bunch of photoshopped or unphotoshopped whatever photos of a couple of individuals walking up and down a sidewalk. That's an awful lot different than catching an Israeli with gunpowder residue on their body with bombs in the back of a panel truck, with detonator charges, with detonator devices after the bombs were exploded. Okay, now I'm listening. Okay, that sounds like some pretty good proof for a prosecution and to go after the Jewish empire. But no. Those people are let off. None of those
exactly.
People. Yeah. They're not hit with an SUV.
You know, the other thing that's very interesting is you always have to have a continuing cover story. And so in order to keep covering this, they have to have total control over the media, which they do have. Otherwise, the whole story would fall apart. They have the ability to cover the story for decades.
Yeah. Well, that's what they did with the moon.
Sure. With a lot of other things.
Yeah. They're still telling us that the 19 Muslims and Osama bin Laden and the Taliban hit the World Trade Center.
Sure, exactly. All righty, we do have to take our 60-second top-of-the-hour break. We will be right back after station ID. Please visit Dr. K's website, nodisinfo.com. Be right back.